Skagit Valley is home to thousands of Mexican immigrants. Many make their livings working as farmhands, and they've brought with them some of their traditions from their homeland. But as the years have passed and younger generations move in, some of those traditions are starting to die off. Reporter Elisa Resnick has the story of one Mexican family in Burlington trying to keep an old ritual alive.
It's about 6 in the evening here at the Ortiz's home. There's the low murmur of a Spanish-language novella on the television in Esther Davila's bedroom. She's resting, preparing to do something most people aren't familiar with nowadays. The smell of orange blossom spills from the kitchen. Esther's daughter, Maria Ortiz, rummages through cabinets, searching for the ingredients Esther's requested. In a few minutes, she'll perform a cleansing ritual on Maria. They've got everything on hand, except an herb called ruda. It's much harder to find here in the States. Back in Guadalajara, Esther has a garden full of healing herbs. Esther is a curandera, a traditional healer who uses herbs and prayer to cure ailments. People travel miles for her services in Guadalajara, Mexico, where she lives during half the year. Back home, she performs the cleansing ritual 3 or 4 times in a day. But here in Burlington, people don't come around too much.
No hay ruda. No, no más romero.
She's just under 5 feet tall, barely 90 pounds. Weathered cheeks from Guadalajara heat, and hands knotted from years of massaging the backs of her patients. Another part of her healing practice. Now Maria appears with the ingredients, and Esther's bed becomes a surgeon's table. A puddle of orange blossom alcohol, a neat pile of mint and rosemary sprigs, and an uncooked egg. She's ready. Her eyes close slowly. She drags the egg and alcohol-dipped herbs from the top of Maria's head to the bottom of her feet. The ritual doesn't really have a name, not that Esther recalls, but she's done it for as long as she can remember, like her mother, grandmother, and everyone before. Maria says her mother's ritual is a solution to what she calls getting scared.
She can do it anytime. She just cures everything. Because when they get scared, they get fever, they get vomit, you know, everything. You can tell because they don't want to eat, they can't sleep, they're always crying and crying.
When someone is haunted by something, a car accident, a death, the spirit leaves the body. To make it return, Esther performs the ritual.
And
then they sweat a lot. They sweat all the bad stuff out. And then they cure themselves.
And they cure themselves, she says. Esther's made a name for herself back in Guadalajara. She's got a china cabinet full of gifts to prove it. Trinkets, keepsakes given to her by satisfied customers. But no one's knocking on the Ortiz's door in search of her services here in Burlington. The dusty farming town has a huge Mexican community, but some have spent years in America, even generations. When they're sick, things are a little different. In Skagit Valley, families have access to community health centers and more affordable medical care. Esther's services just aren't needed as much. And the people that remember the curandera are dying off.
So for my generation, it was lost because my grandma passed away and my grandpa passed away. And it wasn't passed down, which is really sad.
Jose is a community leader at a local church in Burlington. Maria is his sister-in-law. He has an American mother and a Mexican father. He's lived in both countries, but spent most time here in Burlington. It puts him in a sort of middle ground. People up here recall the traditions. They just don't practice them anymore. Jose remembers what it was like, though. He was a kid.
If you cut yourself, we used to just put dirt on it, or we would use spider webs. You find a spider web and you put it on your cut. We had this other crazy one that I'm embarrassed to tell you, but if you cut yourself, sometimes you peed on yourself, on your whatever the cut was, and it cured it.
Being a curandera has been passed down like an heirloom in Esther's family. But Maria and her daughters are doing something different from older generations. They're living here, in Burlington. And for the first time, It may not be carried down. But it doesn't mean the families abandon Esther's work. Maria says the tradition fills a space that doctors can't.
We do need doctors, but not for these things. This all faith.
Maria and her daughters haven't decided whether they'll carry on the curandera tradition to the next Skagit Valley generations. But one thing's for sure. When Esther returns to Guadalajara, she'll be welcomed with a line out the door and a lot more gifts for that china cabinet. I'm Elisa Resnick for KUOW.
To see photos of Esther at work, go to our website at kuow.org.